Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday interfaith service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday service for September the 10th, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry. I'm going to recite the love verses from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, influence their minds in a positive way that they have authority over the planet and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will be always for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
A prayer of blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Further blessing for the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Congregation's response to the clergy. Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all meat according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness, as faithful stewards of the ministry of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Reverend Douglas?
I am sorry. I apologize. I invite all of you to mute yourselves and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Reverend Rebecca, would you like to say an opening prayer? I know you don't have the program, but we have a part for you a little earlier, just in case. But would you like to say a prayer at this time?
Sure. Lord God Almighty, thank you so much for having this community for all of us to be together here today as we worship you and praise you. Be with us all during this week to come. Be with Reverend Douglas, Katra, as he just blessed the address today. And thank you again for all you've done for us. Hear our prayer, Almighty God. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Welcome, everyone. This morning, I've chosen a topic that is basically the cornerstone of our type of New Age Christianity. And so with that,
is basically as, the cornerstone of our type of New Age Christianity. And so
we got a problem, Paul. It's repeating.
Is basically the cornerstone of our
okay. We got a little glitch there. What was repeating? Thanks, Paul. As I was saying, the basis of our practical Christianity is that we believe that, and I teach, and I hope you come to the understanding that you can have a personal relationship with God, that we interact with the saints and the avatars and the divine beings above. We pray to them, yes. We ask for their assistance and guidance. But there is only one God. Whether it's called God Almighty, whether it's called any other name, it's one God. And as we teach, there are many paths up a mountain, but there's only one peak as a symbolic representation of that. So today's sermon is, in its preamble, is about Yeshua, the Savior, or Jesus the Christ. Two names, two functions, one individual, one mighty individual, who I would call the Messiah. As we grow in our spiritual awareness, and as we grow in our relationship with each other and we establish this community, I can teach you what I know. You can accept what you choose to accept, but I cannot make you understand. You have to do that yourself. And understanding comes with both intellectual knowledge, and then it comes with hands-on application. Knowledge plus experience, symbolically speaking, equals wisdom, awareness, and enlightenment. As we go through these trials and tribulations, if you look back at my sermons in the last few weeks, it's taking you down a path of self-responsibility, self-control. And through self, you will understand who you really are in here. Because your journey is always inward, never outward. So I will begin with, as we reflect the wisdom that was given in a previous lecture referred to and is in the newsletter, we talk about good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Let us consider the 12 individuals who walked closely with Jesus doing his earthly ministry. This is where we are in our evolution, our earthly ministry. Understand that these men were not just randomly selected. They were chosen by Yeshua for a good reason. let's look into who they were and why it still matters to us. By the way, can anybody name all the 12 disciples? I know if you read the newsletter, you can. The 12 disciples were a diverse group. Simon Peter, an outspoken leader, often acting before thinking, just deeply devoted. Andrew, Peter's brother, the one who introduced Peter to Jesus. James was the son of Zebedee. He was known for his zeal, and he and his brother were often nicknamed Sons of Thunder. I guess Zebedee was a thunderous, cranky old sailor. He owned all those boats, you know, that Jesus was going out to sea on. Zebedee owned a great, large fleet of boats. John, the beloved disciple, author of the Gospel of John, was deeply contemplative and spiritually insightful. Philip, a follower from the start, Philip sought to understand through inquiry, always asking questions. Bartholomew was a man described by Jesus as an Israelite in whom there is no guile. He was never angry. Thomas is often remembered for his doubt, but also for his profound faith. Matthew, called Levi, was a tax collector, a most despised occupation at the time, and he was able to turn from being a tax collector into a disciple, illustrating the transformative power of faith. James, the son of Alphaeus, often called James the Less, perhaps to distinguish him from James, the son of Zebedee. Thaddeus, the least known among the 12, was Judas, or son of James. Simon the Zealot, a political revolutionary, transformed into divine love. And of course, last but not least, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer, whose negative example serves as a solemn warning to us all. See how diverse this group was, a fisherman, a tax collector, a zealot. They were not holy men or scholars. They were ordinary men called to an extraordinary destiny. So might you. This diversity teaches us that the path to the divine is open to us all, to everyone, good, bad, or ugly. Each of us can integrate good thoughts, good words, and good deeds into our unique lives. The relevance today is why Jesus chose such a diverse group. Have you ever thought about that? They were all different. Some say they were one of each of the 12 signs of the zodiac. Some say they were the 12 main patterns of the soul that takes on life. Perhaps to show that the message of the kingdom is universal is why Jesus chose these diverse groups, not limited to profession, personality, or their past. They were all shaped by their experiences, their life experiences. And with Yeshua, they became beacons of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. And so can we. As we consider the 12 disciples, let us remember that they were far from perfect. Yet their lives were profoundly changed because they chose to follow Yeshua, or Jesus the Christ, who exemplifies good thoughts, good words, good deeds. The call to a life of righteousness, a life aligned with the divine, is not for a select few, but for all of us, all of humanity. A deeper understanding of each disciple. It's worth spending a moment to understand their spiritual characteristics and how these mirror our spiritual journeys. Simon Peter symbolizes faith. His boldness and occasional stumbling reflect our own up and downs in faith. Andrew represents invitation. His first act was to bring his brother to Jesus, akin to our own calling to bring others closer to the spiritual awareness or consciousness or the divine as we understand it. And you can invite them into our community as well. James and John, the sons of thunder, signify that zeal and love respectively. Their zeal and their closeness to Jesus provided an example of the depth of relationship and enthusiasm we can aspire in our own spiritual journeys. The spiritual essence of the 12 not only are diverse in their backgrounds, but also in their spiritual orientations and lessons they had to learn. I'll repeat that, lessons they had to learn. Understanding authority. Peter had to learn the essence of divine authority. How stubborn are we in our lives? How resistant are we in our lives? How doubtful are we in our lives? How do we question the spiritual experiences that we have? Well, Peter had to learn the essence of divine authority, best exemplified when he walked on water, but sank when his faith weakened. Remember that? Peter actually walked out on water to Jesus, and then something happened, and he sank. This is a demonstration of your divine ability to do similar things, to see the future, to have revelation dreams, to be contacted by a spiritual being, by Yeshua or Mother Mary or Father Joseph or any of these 12 disciples, or for that matter, any other divine being that chooses to reveal themselves to you. But don't give up. Don't be shocked. Peter was when he was walking out on water, and then he realized he was doing it. And as soon as he went from faith to intellectual thinking, he sank. Interesting story. The value of inquiry, Philip posed, "Show us, Father," all the time. And that demonstrates our human desire for spiritual validation and understanding. We are always inquiring, as was the value of inquiry, which Philip posed. Now, the role of doubt, Thomas, doubt is not the opposite of faith. It is a component of it. Thomas's doubt led to a stronger affirmation of faith when he declared, "My Lord and my God." He got it at that moment. Those revelation moments will come in your life. You'll get it. "My Lord, oh my God." The disciples had good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. The diversity of attitudes and lessons of the disciples, as we know them, help us to appreciate the significance of integrating good thoughts, good words, and good deeds into our daily lives. The disciples had to master their thoughts, discernment, if you will, their words, the proclamations, and their deeds, the service and sacrifice to grow spiritually. Well, they're the path. This is the way. These were the people that studied closely with Yeshua, the Savior. Their path is our path. As we learn from the disciples the values of faith, inquiry, zeal, and even doubt in a constructive form, contribution to a balanced spiritual life occurs. Take some time this week to examine which discipline you most resonate with and consider what virtues you might cultivate to be more aligned with divine wisdom. And remember, you can't correct yourself always at all times. One way at one time. And it will take you a minimum of 3.5 months with diligence and daily practice and discipline to change one thing from an old habit to a new habit, from an old way to a new way. So be patient with yourself. A little more on that is Peter was faith and leadership. He often stumbled, but always returned stronger in his faith. So will you. His journey can be linked to our spiritual oscillations, where faith may falter, but ultimately, never stop, never run away. My teachings, my words, keep going. Ultimately, strength occurs when you meet these trials. These are rites of passage. These are karmic events. These are spiritual lessons that you must go through. And if you ever become tired or afraid and worried and you want to run away, remember this. The problem is yours to encounter, to overcome, to understand, to conquer. If you do not, it waits. Until the next time in this life or the next one, you come to that wall, that challenge, that problem, and there again, you have to conquer it. You have to overcome that challenge because it's put there by God Almighty for a purpose that is divine for your benefit, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But you won't know about it. When you come up to that wall, that block, that difficulty, you won't know what it is and why it's there until you jump over on the other side. And then you'll know. John represents love and mysticism. His deep theological insights in the gospel he authored and his description of himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved amplified the heights of love and mystical union with the divine. Our community combines the mysticism of the Christ. Practical Christianity is our way. It's not a theory. It's not something you do on Sundays and forget the rest of the week. It's something that's with you every day. And by applying it a little bit every day, taking responsibility for yourself, you're going to find your inner way. Matthew represents transformation and mercy. Remember, from being a tax collector to a disciple, Matthew's life is a powerful testimony to the transformative power of grace and mercy in our lives. When you can feel what it's like to be in someone else's shoes, you begin to have mercy. You have compassion. You start to care. And then you do not and will not harm them. You'll attempt to help them. Dynamics of spiritual growth. The first is the initial awakening, remembering how each disciple was first called. Remember that he was called by Jesus. And in that call, we can remind us that the spiritual awakening often occurs in everyday circumstances. Remember all the disciples in the story of the good book, Jesus came across and he said, come, follow me. I bet you in that morning where they're sitting around the breakfast table, they weren't thinking, gee whiz, I'm a fisherman today, and this afternoon I'm going to be following this man Yeshua, and I'm going to become a disciple of Christ. They weren't thinking that when they woke up, more than likely. Okay, I wasn't there, or maybe I was, but at the same time, think about that. When can you first recall that spiritual awakening, when you thought, oh my God, there's something to this intuition, to this spiritual this understanding, these abilities, these gifts, being able to have a dream that came true, be able to put hands out and make somebody's body feel better. Think about that. But understand, the first call, a tax collector was changed when he was working at his booth. Our spiritual call may also be in ordinary circumstances just as that. And then remember the school of hard knocks, which are called trials and errors. This is your way. This is the way. Mistakes are stepping stones to success. Whether it was Paul's denial, Thomas's doubt, or the sons of thunder waiting to call down fire from heaven, each disciple made mistakes. And often, through our failings, that we learn these vital spiritual lessons. The ascension to new heights, spiritual maturity. You often hear me talk about people being spiritually immature or emotionally immature. This is part and parcel of being human. As you mature through your emotion and become more emotionally mature, I should say, you begin to demonstrate self-control. And self-control is one of the first major accomplishments you take to develop your spiritual maturity. The disciples' initial misunderstandings and mistakes gave way to profound spiritual insights and actions, such as Peter's leadership in the early church and John's mystical revelations of the book of Revelation. Spiritual growth, remember this, is a process, and we too can ascend to new spiritual heights. Good thoughts, good words, good deeds, the trilogy of spiritual transformation. As we study these disciplines, we find a pattern that aligns perfectly with ancient wisdom. These three hold to purify our thoughts to align with divine wisdom. Watch our words to speak truth and kindness, and then we act with integrity and love. This trilogy is a guide for your own spiritual evolution. My friends, as you reflect upon these lessons from the 12 disciples, consider what aspects their spiritual dynamics resonate most with your current phrase. How can you integrate these wisdoms, these good thoughts, these good words, these good deeds into your daily life? Let us pray. Glorious and merciful Father, as we come to understand it, these words, we are filled with awe and gratitude for the insights of wisdom you have departed through your word and the examples of the 12 disciples. We ask, O Lord, that the virtues of good thoughts, good words, and good deeds resonate in our hearts and manifest in our lives. May we, like the disciples, be transformed from ordinary individuals into beacons of your divine light. As we step out into the world, grant us the strength and grace to put these teachings into practice. Bless each and every person here, O God, as they go forth to live their lives with glory in your holy name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you.
To try something here today. Yeah, whoops. If you could see that, there's little hands are raised up here on the, see if I turn this upside down. Can you see those little hands there raised up, everybody? See them? This is the view I have of all your lovely faces. And you can see up here where there's a little hand raised. You go down here to the bottom. Not sure if you could see that. Anyway, down here at the bottom, it says reactions. There's a little face. You click it and it'll say raised hand. And if you would, we'll all see everybody's hand raised like that on all the screens. We have two pages, page one and page two. Goodbye, Jack. I don't see it up there. Thank you, Santos. I see that. William. Jesus. Gary. Come on. Let's have your hands up, everybody. Alexandra. Okay. You know, God is everywhere. This is... when you have a cell phone, God is everywhere. Thank you for humoring me. It's important you put your hand up. It's like our secret sign, right? We're in a fraternity. We got a secret sign. This is it. Okay? When I was in a place called Cordova, we went to the city under the city, and we went through the ruins. And my friends and I came upon a pillar, and there was above, it was outside a door. Maybe it was just carved into the side of the wall. And above the door was people standing with crutches, arms in slings, bandages around their head, etched into the stone. So we knew this was some sort of hospital. The pillar was about shoulder high, or at least the carving. And on the carving, oversized hands like this, almost like the way I am right now, a smaller person with big hands like this. So I immediately knew this was a place that did spiritual healing. And of course, on the marquee, the shingle was, if you've got broken arms or legs or limping, this is the place to come. So this is our symbol. And so when we're here, we're putting up our hand. It's our right hand, actually. And that makes you part of our community. Thank you, Michael. Okay. Thank you, everybody. So my lessons today, as we continue on the road to Camelford to find our holy temple, retreat center, our source of miracle water, we continue to grow as a community and to understand that this is a practical, everyday, spiritual awareness illumination, and your determination to get to where you want to go to be closer to God. You're there already, but you don't know it. You're asleep. You're sheep, as the Bible calls you. When I say you, I mean me too. We're all sheep, and we're learning how to get from here to there. And as we continue along our path, that spiritual ambience, knowledge, experience, the life we go through, it wears off our shell and it opens up our heart. You know, spirituality, divine love or compassion is contagious. It's the beginning stages of what we name our spiritual healing energy, virtue. It's not what we named it, it's what we took from the good book. All my life, I was giving it all kinds of names. Energy, zapping, shot of energy. Then it became other things that other people had, like Reiki, divine healing, healing, distant healing. Of course, laying on hands was the first time I heard of that, but when I watched the clergy in the churches I went to Sunday school with, it looked like they were just, you know, patting somebody on the head. Didn't have any power to it. But to understand that what we do and what we're going to do in a few minutes, especially to this person laying in the bed over here, Joan and Owen, you're catching my attention, if not yours. And so I've been thinking about them already. I'm praying for them already. And as we go through this process of sending spiritual, virtual energy to people, we are conduits asking for this to happen. The divine is the great creative force. The divine is the life force. Virtue has its own intelligence, its own mind, if you will. It does what it does. Michael, would you please put that down? It's distracting everybody. Thank you. We got the point. And we're going to pray for those people overseas, especially those people who have suffered in Morocco the last couple of days. I'm very aware of that because people text me when it happens. And as you become more aware and you understand more things, your awareness goes up and you become affiliated with the world, if you will. And then you care about everybody. You don't want to see harm come to anyone. Even to your own detriment, you will help people. That's what the disciples were all about. And that's my point as I started off this conversation before we do the ceremony. Is that the 12 disciples were a ragtag group of men that were pressed into service by this weird guy coming down the street saying, hey, you, come follow me. Now, it wasn't quite as simplistic as that because some of these men were working and were the sons of Zebedee, who was a powerful, extremely wealthy, politically influential man of his time. He owned all the big ships. He sent his sons off to be with Christ. Zebedee didn't go because he had to manage the rest of the community. There was an enormous community, and they were looking for the Messiah. They were looking for Jesus the Christ, or as they knew him at the time, Yeshua. Yeshua the Savior is that one person, one being, one soul, where all the weight of the entire world's sins fell upon him. The reason it fell upon him was that he had to stand up to all of the sins, evil, negativity, darkness, Ha Satan, and other influences. He could not waver, and he didn't, even on to the point of being falsely accused, tortured, beat up, disowned by everybody who loved him, including his 12 best buddies. They ran away. He was even betrayed by one of his inner circle. He didn't falter. And that is why he was the Messiah. That is why he was called Yeshua, the Savior. He saved us by showing us the way that we too, by following in his pattern, teachings, beliefs, steps, that we could overcome anything that befalls us. Whatever has gone on in your life, no matter what it is, it's already happened to me. Anything you come up with, it's happened to me. Because when I was 24 years of age, I got down on my hands and knees and I prayed to God Almighty to use me as he thought I should, as he wanted me to be used, or as I offered him. And I guess the words I'm trying to say is, as he thought best for me to do. I didn't know what I was asking at the time. Never do that. Okay, unless you're prepared for one heck of a fight for the rest of your life. But everything that happens to you is at this moment in your life a challenge that is good for your soul, no matter what it is. You will be scared, as was Christ. You will be left alone, as was Christ. You will be dishonored and thought to be a criminal, a crook, and a bad person, as was Christ. The people that love you the most will abandon you, and some will even condemn you, even though you've done good things for them. This was done to the Christ. Even when he performed miracles and helped people, they were afraid of him, and they thought he was a devil worshiper. Remember, they called him Prince of the Demons. So as you go through life, what is this? This is called long-suffering. So when, let me call them silly things happen to you, say, okay, God, you got me here. I'm not running away. There's a solution here somewhere. I'm not going to let it steal my peace. I'm alive today. I have no guarantee about tomorrow. I'm not going to waste today. If you can get to that point, and it takes a long time to do so, you will be on your path and on your way. But if you're afraid, it's okay. If you run away, it's okay. If you falter, it's okay. Remember, Thomas doubted. Peter was full of himself. He hated authority. The tax collector. A hideous, most despicable occupation at the time, because you were taking away people's sustenance, found compassion and found the way. What am I saying? I'm not repeating the sermon today. I'm amplifying, reinforcing that whatever happened to these 12 men and all the other women who supported the Christ, because the women had the money. Yeah. The women were rich. Remember the story of Martha and Mary and the other ladies? They were putting that expensive frankincense and myrrh, and they had gold for them. Where'd the money come from? Not the guys. They were fishermen. The ladies were the ones that supported the Christ. Read your Bible and you'll be shocked. You don't see their names in the Bible, like Ruth and Mary, and I won't say the rest, and other names, but they were there. It was the women that supported Christ and got him to go, or provided for him to go wherever he needed to go. understand everybody has their path. Understand you're on the same path. You're one of those 12 patterns. Actually, there's 144. 12 patterns of each pattern of 12 is 144, 12 times 12. So in all the world, there's only 144 patterns. That's why we recognize each other. That's why we don't like each other, because, oh my gosh, I'm number 12, they're number 6, we're opposite. Oh my God, stay away from me. Jesus included 12 diverse individuals, and there in front of him, he had the whole world, well, at least the society, and they all had opinions. They plagued him with questions. They doubted him. They challenged him. They interrupted him. Remember the saying, evil, get ye behind me? Jesus was talking to Peter. Peter was trying to prevent Jesus from going into Jerusalem where he was going to be arrested and then convicted. But Peter tried to stop him, knowing what was going to happen. And Jesus said, get out of my way. I have to do this. Evil, meaning don't you interfere with God's plan. Those were words that shook me up when I was a kid. I always thought the devil was standing behind him. Anyway, just to reinforce that our society, our community, our organization is made up of ordinary people, just like the disciples were. They all came together and they formed a community. They weren't called Christians. They were called followers. They were all Jewish people. And then later on, non-Jewish people or Gentiles were allowed to come in and be taught the same lessons of reverence and compassion because we're all the same. I welcome anybody from any faith, any religious point of view, because I've gone out and I've examined most all of them myself. And I found they're all saying the same thing. Some a little more devout, some a little more disciplined. But they're all saying the same thing. Virtue healing is what we're going to do now. We're going to play a little music to put you in the mood. I'm going to be a conduit. I'm going to be going all over the people who are here today. And there looks to be about 43 of us. Some of you haven't got your hand up yet, but that's okay if you're on a cell phone. You'll find that button sooner or later. And this energy is going through the screen to you. It's providing a focus. And as my hands are starting to do this now, I can feel the tingly sensation around my hands because I'm looking at you already. And you're drawing the energy from my hands. I can't help it. I can't stop it if I put my hands in this position. If I fold my hands up or put my hands across my solar plexus, I can. So as we do this, I want you to understand you do not need to put your name in the chat and ask a second or a third time for a blessing. It's like going to the boss and asking for a raise. How many times would you do that? Once. Our boss, not only when you ask him, knows that you were going to ask him, they know why, when, where, how, and how best to serve you in answering your prayer. Whatever it is. You want money? Pray for money. But pray to expect money and then to pray to expect opportunities or whatever else you need to do to get the money. Keep your heads up, Mark. As you do this, and as I'm talking to more than one person here. I'm talking to several who are thinking about these things. Is it wrong to pray for money? No, Jesus did. He needed money to go from place to place. Is it wrong to pray for anything? No, it's not. Just be careful when you pray, you might get what you pray for. More likely you do. Oh my God, I bought a brand new car. Pray. Oh, here comes the car. Oh my God, the insurance. You won't believe how much it costs. And you know how much gas that thing takes? Oh my God, I can't afford it. Wait a minute. You prayed for this gigantic car. You got it, and now you don't want it? Virtue knows. And that's why you don't get the big car, because you didn't really want it. You just thought you did. Make sense? Now, when you're praying for health, when you're praying for a blessing, God's hearing you. God is everywhere. And the way to do this correctly is not to have your name in the chat again. We're going to take your names and we're going to put them into the urgent spiritual healing group, and they're going to pray for you during the week. And I suggest you volunteer and join that. Is you get some benefit out of being the conduit. The Bible talks about the vessel. You put the wine in, you pour the wine out, but guess what? Some of the wine soaked into the vessel's walls. That's what spiritual energy does. That's why I look like I'm only a day over 50. All that wonderful energy going through me. I'm thinking of my mentor, Reverend Alec Holmes. When I met him, he looked about 60, and his wife came in the room and she looked like his mother. I was, oh my God, what happened? And then I realized his dark hair, he was youthful because the energy was going through him. It slows down the aging process. Why? Because it vitalizes you. You all have your karma and you all have your life to deal with. If you're a cripple and you can't be undone, then that's the life you live with. If you're a weightlifter, and you're big and heavy and you want to be skinny and you can't, that's the way you chose. Whatever body you chose, your stature, your strength, your limits, your abilities, you chose this. And that's why we're all different. And that's why sometimes it takes a little while for people to get better. Celeste, Carol on her iPhone. MOI, Jesus, JP, the Many Mansions recorder here. To Jamie, Alexandra, Tony, C, PJ, Maria Fernanda Alvarez, and her brother, Fernando Alvarez. To Carrie, to Zoomer user, to in the 586, to William in his mobile office, to Jack and Sandy, to my friend Will Santos in Arizona, to Ann Pilgrims, to Rebecca S., to Bettina, to Robert and Janet, to Vivian, to Tim in Montreal, to Mark, to Reverend Rebecca, to Diana, to Tomas, to Gaetan, to Maria, to Paul Hughes, producer of the show today, Santiago, to Patty, to Joan and Owen. When you're thinking and looking at the screen, look at Owen. I guess that's Owen in the bed, is it? Joan, is that Owen behind you? Nod your head. To Joy, to Beverly, to Reverend Douglas, to Reverend Michael, to Joe, to Mark, to Sue, to Linda D, who's playing the music today, to Jim and Cherie, and to myself. Look at everybody in the screen, if you could see them. Feel your hands tremble. Feel the energy coming out of your hands. And we're going to focus on this person, Joan and Owen Stone, and we're going to focus on them, and we're going to ask a blessing special for them. All of us are pouring out this compassion and love as we ask in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. We ask for a blessing to each and every one that is here today. Bless the clergy. Bless all the people who have helped to arrange this community service, the Many Mansions International Virtual Healing Ministry. Bless us and protect us from any and all who would detract that attempt to harm us. Let the light of love and compassion come in and surround us all. May the umbrella protect us from the rains of negativity. Let the sun shine in our hearts. Let virtue flow through each and every one that is here to each and every one that is here. May your divine blessing from above radiate down upon us like warm sun. Blessing, soothing, healing. We ask for the virtue to go through our bodies physically, removing any illness or difficulty easily now. We ask for the virtue to vitalize our bodies, to restore our body to good health, to remove any disease or difficulty from our body easily and comfortably. We ask for the energy to go through our hearts to restore our peace, to let us feel your divine love, to let us feel the comfort of the divine, the energy, the virtue, and the nurturing that we seek. We ask for peace to come into our minds, and we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for your peace and protection, prosperity, and plenty that comes into our lives, that allows our mind to think good thoughts, that allows our mind to cast out any worries, any fears, any frustrations, any angers. We ask for this divine peace to come into our minds, to go through our hearts, and to quell our bodies, that we are at peace, that the worry, the tensions, the fears in our bodies disappear, that virtue casts them out from us. We ask for our soul to be illuminated, that we can come closer and closer to understanding your divine way, your path, your closeness, that we can be surrounded by loving energy that removes any dis-ease from our body, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Protect us from any dark and negative forces. Chase them away and put them asunder. In this world of chaos, we ask for the divine blessing of divine love to come in through us and to all of us who are here today, and for those that are meaningful to us in the world. We are especially asking on behalf of those people in Morocco today, and those people in Europe, in Ukraine and Russia, and other places of conflict in India and China and North Korea, and elsewhere in the world. We ask for the love of God to come around the planet to soothe the hearts of those who will cause discontent, mischief, darkness, selfishness, and pain. Let their hearts be soothed and softened. Let the light be upon them to illuminate their ways so they know they are not getting away with any particular misdeed. Let this healing force go through the world, to go through everyone in the world, to go through our community as we pray for ourselves and all those who are in the world. In whatever city, whatever state, whatever country, whatever province we are in, we ask for peace profound on behalf of everyone that is possibly to receive such peace and prosperity. We ask for this to come to them now. To our community, we ask for this divine force to go through each and every one that is here today. May we be beacons of light. May we love and continue to be loved. And may Linda, would you please play that music for us as we continue the healing service? That wonderful. There we go. Listen to the music. Let the music soul soothe your soul. Let the music go through each and every part of your body, soothing and relaxing. As we ask in the name of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, to Mother Mary and Father Joseph, to all the avatars and angels that are meaningful to us. We ask for Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and the others to join with us to to be with us, to mentor us. Let us find our inner way. Listen to the music. Take the energy and allow it to go through your body easily and comfortably. To be loved. God is loving you. You belong in the world. Your life is a path of illumination. Feel the love that God sends, that the music soothes you and comforts you. In the name of the 12 disciples, we ask for your intervention in our life as we read your words in the good book. We grow closer and closer to you. This is the way. Jesus for Jesus, to JP, to PJ, to Tony C, Alexander W, to John D, to Jamie, to Maria Fernando, to Perry, to the Zoom user, to 585, to Rebecca, to Anne P, to Santos, to Jack and Sandy, to William, to Bettina, to Robert and Janet, to Vivian, to Tim C and Marge, to Reverend Rebecca, to Diana, to Tomas, to Gaytan, to Maria, to Paul Hughes, Santiago, Patty, Joy, Beverly, Joe, Mark, Sue, Linda, Jim and Sherry, Reverend Michael, Reverend Douglas, and now focusing on Joan and Owen. We ask for the divine forces for Mother Mary, the Lady of Guadalupe, to bless these people, this family, and to this person laying on the bed, may the healing forces go through their body easily and comfortably. We ask the Lady of Guadalupe to bless this person, to make them comfortable, to surround them with love, to give them the blessing of peace at this time. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful for the blessing that is being given easily and comfortably now. Feel the love that God sends. Feel the love as it goes through this body, easing and removing any difficulty. We are now going to ask for special prayers for Patty. We're going to ask for the divine to go through her body, soothe her back, to bring relief into any part of her body that is in difficulty or pain. We ask for the divine forces of Jesus the Christ to bless her, to soothe her, to allow all the tissues to be relaxed, the body's function to restore flexibility and comfort easily now. We are grateful for the intervention of the divine and for those angels and avatars and saints that are with us now. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful that they watch over our community. We ask also a special prayer for Reverend Michael, that the healing forces will go through his body, assisting him, healing him easily and comfortably. We ask for this blessing to restore perfect health to this wonderful man. Easily and comfortably, may he be blessed and touched by all that is holy. May all of you receive a blessing physically, financially, mentally, spiritually, to whatever need virtue may attend. Bless you all with plenty, with prosperity, with good health. May your body be strengthened and the immune systems blessed with great power. May every cell of your body be full of the vibration of love. May your house, your room, wherever you are, be filled with divine love easily now. And finally, God Almighty, hear our prayer. Bless each and every one that is meaningful to us, to our families, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, those that are meaningful to us, our brothers and sisters who are followers and believers of the one God, God Almighty. We are grateful for the protection we are receiving and for the blessings of opportunity and the blessings of love, the blessings of all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of loves, all kinds of opportunities, activities that allow us to be fulfilled. But most importantly, we are grateful for the opportunity to understand divine love, that we are at ease each and every day, that we bless ourselves with all that we have, that we see the challenges in our life as steps to the greater illumination, that we forgive ourselves for our mistakes, knowing they are lessons and stepping stones to success. We are so grateful for our life. As we go through this time of extremes, this time of chaos, we know it's our purpose. We have chosen to be here at these times. Let us, each in our way, contribute to the peace of the world. Put asunder those mischievous souls, those souls that are foolish, those souls that are animal in their emotions, and bring light and comfort, wisdom, and rise up those who seek the light, that we might restore this world to a peaceful place sooner or later. Your will be done. In the name of all that is holy, bless each and every one that is here today, and also for those names we are going to read who have made requests by email or letter, as we extend a blessing to them. Patty, if you have some names.
For Tony, success in his work.
God Almighty, we ask for opportunities to be presented to Terry and that he recognize them for success in his work. Amen.
For Nikki, for health and happiness.
God Almighty, we ask for health and happiness, more exactly to the experiences that will come for happiness and for the choices for health to come to Nikki, and that she be aware of them. Amen.
For Kirby, for relief from heart attack damage and diabetes.
God Almighty, we ask for Carmen for relief of his illnesses in his body, that his body is restored easily and quickly to a normal function, that the diabetes disease is chased away, that all the organs, including the pancreas, function normally, that the healing virtue go through the body, transform the body to perfect health now. We are grateful. Amen.
For Heather, for a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby.
We'll ask Mother Mary to watch over Heather and any of the other angels, that there is a normal, healthy pregnancy, an easy birth, and a higher than normal perfection in all ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for this soul coming into the world. May they be welcomed easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Lucy, for relief from shoulder pain and liver damage.
God Almighty, we ask for Winston, the repair of the body, in particular the shoulder, that any damage or illness in the body is removed easily and comfortably now, and will continue till there is perfect health in the body. Amen.
For Sheila, for relief from sciatica.
Dear God Almighty, we ask on behalf of Sheila that there is a virtue, healing, warmth or heat going through the lower back, through the pelvis, the upper legs, the abdomen, to release any and all tension or stiffness that is in the body, that the bones are aligned and mobility is enhanced easily and comfortably, that the body is pain-free. We ask that the virtue go through this body easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Rose Ann, relief from a broken ankle.
We ask on behalf of Joanne for the healing forces to go through this body, to restore the circulation, to bring the healing forces to bear, to accelerate the healing in this ankle that will allow mobility and flexibility and strength to return easily and comfortably, the sooner the better. Amen.
This is the last request for George, for relief from knee problems.
For relief of what again?
Knee problems.
Dear God Almighty, on behalf of George, we ask for the divine influences to go through this body to affect the legs, and in particular the knees. Mine just moved here. I got a shot in my knees. To bring relief to the knees easily and comfortably, to restore good health to the lower part of the body, that there's flexibility and mobility easily and comfortably. Amen. And let us add to my friends, our friends. We ask for a blessing to Arana, who is ill and in need of hope, need of clarity in her mind, that her husband, Rhea, is soothed and comforted at this time. May the divine beings and spiritual beings that watch over this family bless them at this most difficult time. May I also ask for protection of my grandson as he goes into high school again. May he be protected from any and all difficulties. May he be blessed with strength, and may peace be with him, and may he be protected. To my granddaughter, we ask for the healing forces to go into her shoulder, to continue to accelerate the healing, allowing the muscles and the joint to be repaired easily and comfortably. And to my daughter and her family, may they be blessed with harmony and peace, that her husband overcomes his concussion, and there is a blessing throughout this whole household, to my family, to my friends. We ask for a blessing to Ellen Hassan, who is still going through her cancer, but is mending quite well. We are grateful. We ask on behalf of all those that have made requests to me this week for a healing and for comfort, for advice, and for direction, that they be guided in their lives, that prosperity, peace, and plenty comes to them. All their prayers are answered. Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for guidance to the political leaders in the world. We ask for the wisdom come to them, to the divine beings who watch over them, to assist them at this most critical time. May those who are in authority over us, political leaders, military leaders, business leaders, that they be comforted, that their minds be changed from selfish endeavors and aggrandizement to take on the greater decisions for the greater good. May the political parties debate the reasons for election rather than the slander and belittlement of each other. Let all souls of the world who are in combat choose a more peaceful way. May those children that we've seen being assassinated in Europe, in Russia, by Ukraine, mercenaries, may this be put asunder and not happen. Our heart goes out to those people in Morocco and to other places in the world that are suffering. May those who have just suffered a great loss last night, 2,000 people or more, be comforted. And those people that suffered an earthquake just a little while ago in the same place, may they be restored. May the people in Maui, in Hawaii, who have lost everything, may they build and rebuild their community. May whatever this lesson was from this destruction be a constructive one. May they be given sustenance, supplies, and opportunities to get their lives back. And may those places where there are now volcanoes going off in the southern hemisphere as well, please temper these eruptions. Please encourage those who are nearby to escape, to be aware that these events are happening. We are grateful for your intervention, and we ask on their behalf as a community that if it can be done, people in different parts of the world that are in jeopardy for different reasons will escape harm, especially the children. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. grateful to our elder brother whose footsteps we follow, Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ. We are grateful to the Lady of Guadalupe. We are grateful to Father Joseph. We are grateful to all the angels that watch over us. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for our community and the opportunity to be ambassadors of light, to follow in the steps of the disciples as we choose to be disciples of the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. If we could have a little music, Linda. Just let the energy soak in. Close your eyes. Allow God to bless you, continuing the healing that is taking place.
Prayer of gratitude for the blessings we have received in this service. Dear God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for all your wondrous gifts and thank you this day for the healings and blessings you have bestowed upon us during this service. Help us always to deal with life's challenges with calmness, confidence, compassion, and trust in your love and guidance as we move ever forward on our spiritual path, following our destiny, in keeping with your will and love. Hallelujah. Amen.
Many Mansions mission statement. Our mission is to speak of God Almighty endearingly and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in heart the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of the heavens above. in this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us as we come in the holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God only as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
I want to thank everybody for coming today. Now I'm switching gears here. I'm now Mr. Promoter. Empty. Cup of Hope. Donations greatly appreciated. And for a significant $20 or more, you'll get one cup or you can get a different color. And we have these pins. There's the other color. Sandy's holding it up. You get two for $50 and you get some nice hope pins. Okay. Go to, I'm pretty warm here today myself. Go to, I think it's minimansions.usa.org. Is there, what is it again, Paul or Jack?
msc.usa@gmail.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sitting here going, my knees actually moved when we were praying for that other man. I almost fell over. I'm pretty warm myself. Rebecca, if you want to ask for a copy of the program, you'll find that your name's listed at the top. Doug should send you one anyway, so there's a part for you to help open the service. You were sent two newsletters today. One was for the Sacred Scroll for the community, and the other one was to my commercial list, which was pared down a little bit. If you are not getting the one to the community, go to the seminary website, International School of the Prophets, and put your email in there. Do it anyway, and that you'll get information on the Sacred Scroll for the community, and you'll get more the lessons and the direction in which the community is going. Updates on the road to Campbellford for our holy site that's going to be established there. In our dreams, we're talking about building, we're talking about plans, surveys. So it's always forward looking. So we're on our way there. And in Texas, we hope to have our temple in Fort Worth established as well, which will be the basis for the Hope Conferences. And it'll be a large church there, God willing. So that's in the works as well. But keep in contact. Go to the website that Jack just gave you, or the email, I should say. Or you can go to manymansions144@gmail.com and make a contribution or ask for more information. But internationalschoolofprophets.com is for seminary, and the website in the U.S. is the one that we would like you to go there to put, as Mark said, put your email address there. I hope that's not too confusing. There's three different entities at play: the Canadian side, the American side, seminary, and where we're headed next. I hope you've enjoyed the lessons today. I will be talking more about your development and you taking your steps as we move forward and define what our community stands for as practical Christians or practical Christianity, which is all inclusive of all the world's great religions. We're all inclusive of everybody, even atheists. I like it when an atheist wakes up and they get it and they find that there really is something there. That makes my day. There are horrific things coming up. there are horrific things that have happened. Not to sound too commercial, but if you want a copy of my book, The New Earth, I've laid out a lot of things that are happening right now in 2011. And we have somebody that was Maria from New Jersey who was researching the book. There's about 85 prophecies that have come through so far, and there are more coming. So if you want to have a look at prophecy, what has been said and given, and what's coming, earth changes, possible danger spots in the world, I recommend you go to my website, douglasjamescottrell.com, and order that book. Otherwise, we'll be talking more about, as you have recommended, as you the community have asked, you want to know a little more about what's going on with the world and the political changes, the earth changes that are going on. Great upheavals are coming to India. There are still disasters. That nuclear explosion in the Ukraine might happen. Those little children I was talking about a few weeks ago being assassinated, we prayed for. It hasn't happened yet. Let's hope that we can have the divine intervene on their behalf and prevent it. And understand that as we grow the community, we're up to over 40-something people I saw today, that we can continue to bless each other. Because when we're together, the great Ha Satan can't affect us. I said this to someone the other day. It just popped in my mind to say it again. All the negative entities out there, whether it's the Ha Satan or other negative influences, they never have power to do something themselves. They always influence the weak-minded, the foolish, the angry, and the people that are low on the evolutionary scale of love, the emotionally immature. They're the ones that are influenced to do the bad things. So remember, you cannot yourself be affected by these mirages, the smoke and mirrors. They are phantoms of illusion. But if they could scare you, they've got you. If they can make you feel guilty, they've got you. If they can make you feel anything like alone and miserable and angry, they've got you. The first resistance is to understand that they're nothing. That's why at miracle transformation events in the past, when I see something standing behind somebody and I simply blow air through my lips, they're gone. They are weak. But as we see this time in our world where things are mounting, there are people slandering other people's names, name-calling, belittling, accusing. Propaganda is coming from North Korea and Russia into the West, and the West believes the propaganda as if it's coming from their own country. Don't confound and confront your neighbors and friends and enemies, and they'll change. One person in a room could change the entire attitude in the room just by being calm. In order to be calm, you have to be assured in here that you're safe, no matter what. They'll scare you. They know how. They'll terrorize you. They know how. Until you come to that point and you say, God Almighty, I pray for peace. And then like a hot knife going through butter, they're gone. Always remember the negative influences don't belong here. They belong in a spiritual dimension somewhere, not here. We do. This is our kingdom. It's where we belong. And so the mission this week is to, as I said earlier, pick a disciple that say, I align with baby Thomas. I doubt all the time. Or maybe Andrew or Philip or Bartholomew. And look at the qualities of that disciple and work on those qualities for yourself. Remember, Peter was a big mouth. He was always arguing with Christ. Matter of fact, they were all asking him questions and doubting him all the time. But that's how they got strong. That's why people ask me questions. And I know it's going to be a hard question because they always premise it with, well, this is a really silly question, or this is a stupid question, or, you know, they sort of give me the lead into coming up to some ridiculous question. Well, there is no such thing as a ridiculous question. It's what you want to know. You're all here for a divine reason. May you find out what that is. There's different people across the world here. We're in different time zones across the country. And we're here for one purpose only. You're on the path. Your purpose. You want to find out where does that road go, and it's in here. And you will not be disappointed. You will find what you're looking for. And when you do, you'll be a different person. I'm still thinking, Joan and Owen, those people in the bed. I saw the person moving in the bed while we were praying. So we're still watching and we're hoping and we're praying. Maria, would you ask these people, do they speak Spanish? Do they understand?
Yeah, well, do you speak hablan español?
Joan and Owen?
No, buenos días, Dr. Douglas.
Buenos días, you want me to translate?
Bueno, yo hablo solo español y estoy tratando en lo posible de utilizar un traductor para poder entender todas las sesiones. Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Si puedo traducirle cualquier cosa. Sí, he's telling me that he's looking for a translator to listen all the lessons so far. Okay, he didn't get it. But I think you know, well, I will talk in Spanish.
Sí, sí.
Nosotros tenemos subtítulos. Puede poner los subtítulos y aunque van más lentos, puede seguirlo.
Sí, estaba viendo, pero la única opción que me aparece es en inglés.
No, hay subtítulos también en español, porque yo los he tenido en español. Lo que no sé es cómo se encuentran, pero si va a la parte de mostrar subtítulos, abajo, sí. Hay dos, mostrar subtítulos, y ahí tienes, los subtítulos aparecerán en este idioma para todos, y pone español en el mío. Entonces, donde ponga, en esta línea vacía, ponga usted español, y después ponga usted guardar, en azul debajo, y ahí se queda para siempre en español para usted.
Bien, muchísimas gracias por su gran apoyo y su bendición.
De nada, gracias a usted.
Muy agradecido por todo.
De nada, gracias.
Okay, tell him I was blessing the portrait of Lady Guadalupe above the bed.
Say again? Okay, sí, Kimi, es el mí que me ha dicho que le ha bendecido también a la persona que está en la cama.
Muchísimas gracias, muy agradecido. Gracias, gracias.
Ta-da-da.
That's okay. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Okay. To your family. Thank you, Maria.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you to you, Donna.
We'll see him next week, I hope.
I hope.
Where were they calling from? Where?
I don't know. ¿De dónde vienen ustedes? Me pregunta.
Yo personalmente Perú.
De Perú.
Sí. Arequipa, Perú.
Okay.
Arequipa, precioso. He estado ahí, precioso. Sí, que sí, en Arequipa.
Doctor Douglas, muy agradecido por todo su aporte y por toda su bendición.
Es very grateful to you for all your support and your blessing.
Muchas gracias, amigo.
Gracias, gracias.
Okay. I'm going to go now. We'll be thinking of the family and the person in the bed. And there we go, my friends. We're worldwide. So thank you. This conversation just took place from somebody in near Madrid in Spain to somebody in Peru to somebody in North America. Isn't this amazing? Instantly. So with that, I'm going to say this concludes the service today. We've gone a little over. I think everybody got a little taste of what I feel like when I'm going out with people in another country who speak a different language. Just have to wait for the interpretation. And it's quite interesting. Well, thank you all. Thank you, Patty, for putting together the newsletter and proofreading it. Thank you to Paul for producing the radio show program. And thank all the people who are listening in on the Blog Talk Global Village radio show, if they still are. Wherever you are in the world, we are grateful that you've tuned in today to listen to our service. And we trust that we've been helpful in some small way. May God bless you and keep you wherever you are in the world. Thank you to Reverend Michael for his assistance and help today. And thank you to Mark for welcoming everybody, and for Joe, who is taking care of manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. Thank you to Reverend Rebecca for participating, and for Reverend Michael again, thank you very much. For Linda, thank you for playing the music and participating in the service today. And with us, we have Ann Pilgrims, past president of Many Mansions, Reverend Rebecca, past president of Many Mansions, Tim C, a director who is in Montreal right now. We have Doug Bentley, who is currently the president of Many Mansions Spiritual Center, and Mike Irvine, who is a director, or sorry, Michael is not a director. Michael is a minister of the clergy. I'm looking just to see if I see anybody else that's here. I want to thank my friend Will Santos, who is in Arizona, for their kind help. I want to also especially thank Jack and Sandy for all the kind help they've given with their part of Many Mansions as we expand. And also, Jack is recording the Many Mansions on Zoom, and you can go to the websites and you can listen to the service again on the Zoom, on the websites, or you can listen to the Blog Talk radio show to hear it again. I think I've got to thank everybody. I'm glad that we're able to come together today. We can expect the world to shift and change. But here's a thought for the day, is to remember that right now, India has a base on the south pole of the moon. There is more spacecraft going out from us, and there is still the helicopter and rover that are on Mars still active. And we also now have the latest, I think it was a week or two released, that there's now a new investigation, AARC, I think it is, .com, where the government, U.S. government, is looking for stories about unidentified flying objects, or those new name ARP or whatever they are, devices. Something's coming. We're going to be visited. Something's coming. We're knocking on the door out there on the planets, and now we're looking and we're telling the population, you know, if you happen to see any, like, you know, flying UFOs, it's okay. Just, you know, call us up. Something's coming. Remember, I had a dream where something came out of a big smoke ring. Something's coming, my friends. So we'll be putting together the welcoming committee from Many Mansions International Healing Service. We'll be out there in the front lines. Okay. Well, listen, that's the humor for today. Thank you, one and all. I think it was Alexander here as the past director, and I think Malcolm was here last week. If he's here today, the past directors as well. So to everybody, thank you very much for your kind help. I'm going to retire now, and Reverend Douglas is going to take over the social for everybody that wants to stay along or stay around. Any questions before I go? Any comments from anybody?
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindProbe Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.